Blog Talk Radio.
I got to talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage pack in the Cadillac, smoking haze again, John Mazen, ghostwriting, striking lightning, call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise, when I'm writing, took the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype, found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again, one more song, open mics, I was killing them, now you feel the power, the present is a gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Like them bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G-Hour Show.
Miss Fabulous in the building. Hello, Miss Fabulous.
Hello, D. Slate of the D. Hour Show and all of America and abroad. How's everyone doing? And most importantly, how are you doing this evening?
I'm really good. I'm good. I'm just relaxing, you know, hanging out, enjoying this Thursday, and, you know, I'm getting ready to, you know, can't wait to have the opportunity to talk to Jesse. He was one of my, I know him personally, know the family, personally, but he was one of my favorites on The Voice, and definitely can't wait to talk to him tonight, as well as the multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning producer Focus is going to be in the building. You guys have heard quite a few of his hit songs that he's produced, Where I'm From, Brothers by the Game, Respect My Conglomerate by Busta Rhymes, the song Yes by Beyonce, You Already Know by 112. Oh, yeah, yes. We're going to be talking with my man Focus tonight, definitely talking with him and getting it in with him about, you know, some of the music he's produced, the people he's worked with, you know, some people he's working with right now, the music he's working with on now, and just the music industry in general. We'll be talking with him tonight. So we're getting it in. We're getting it in. You know, I can't wait, you know, having some fun. How are you, Miss Fabulous?
Doing well, and hopefully I'll be bringing you all some latest news in the industry and some significant occurrences. It's just a lot going on, and, you know, really ecstatic. So hopefully in some time in the show, before we have our special guest on, I will be able to present the fabulous news to our listening audience. And once again, if you definitely want to get in with us tonight with myself and the all-time bestest, and that's such a word, bestest producer, conglomerate, entrepreneur, owner, operator of the best independent radio show or network, should I say, Mr. D. Slate and I. You can dial into 718-766-4553. I'm so ecstatic, D. Slate, ready to get it in tonight.
That's right. You know, we're getting it in. Absolutely. Going to be talking, you know, with some great individuals tonight. And definitely can't wait to talk to him. And we're cooling tonight. Well, you know, for right now, Miss Fab, give us a little bit of the fabulous news right now. Well, what you got for us for the fabulous news?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I just want to touch a little bit bases. I'm sure everyone has heard by now we've suffered some great loss. You know, to manhood or society. First and foremost, I want to, if we're able to do so, I know that you didn't air the show on Saturday as a payout of respect and homage to those lives that were lost and the massacre that took place in Colorado. So with all due respect, boss, I would like to see if we may do the same tonight, as well as a moment of silence for the stepson of the singer, entertainer, Usher, little 11-year-old Kyle, rest in peace. So wanted to do a moment of silence, as well as we lost Sherman Hemsley, a.k.a. George Jefferson, on 2 days ago. So ladies and gentlemen of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, we would like to pay homage and give a reflection at this time. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us. And this is Miss Fabulous giving you the fabulous news. And I'm here with my boss, owner, operator, producer extraordinaire of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate. All right, so
yes.
First and foremost, yes, I'd like to get in. What in the world is going on with the Jackson family? I mean, they had 2300 Jackson Street. What's wrong? Do we need to move the address?
You know, Miss Fabulous, we were talking about that last night on Nod Your Head Wednesday, and you know, if we talked about the situation with Janet getting into it with Paris and slapping her, and Paris slapping her back, and
yes.
You know, it was just all types of crazy going on, and you know, I went in last night on it, and I just, you know, basically, you know, just to say that you know, maybe Janet was a little out of pocket by calling the little girl a bitch. But I think the girl was out of pocket, first of all, by tweeting the Jackson business on Twitter, because, you know, when her father was, you know, alive, may he rest in peace, he never wanted people in their business. He never wanted people in his kids' business. So
mm-hmm.
I think think that, you know, his daughter, I think that his daughter, she, I really do think that she was disrespecting him by tweeting their business when he never wanted them all in their business like that. So, you know, I truly do think that, you know, he, I truly do think that, you know, he just didn't really, she shouldn't have been doing that. You know, Janet was kind of trying to explain that to her, and she got a little out of pocket with her, and, you know, and the whole situation happened. But hopefully they can get their business situated, and, you know, that family can start having some peace and quiet and, you know, start moving on with their lives and not continue to have drama going on with them. So hopefully they can get it together. You know,
well, as the largest.
Some prayers for them.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I want to say, as the biggest Michael Jackson fan, you know, we celebrated his third anniversary of his death, June 25th, but his birthday is also August 29th, 1958, of course. But the thing about it is Janet is in control, and I need Jermaine not to take it personal. That's a pun. Okay, everyone can do the drum roll at this time. Okay, so
right.
We're back. But, yeah, Janet is in control. She is the adult. I think by TJ, that is the son of Tito, Michael Jackson's nephew, gaining custody of the children. They have a little bit more established rapport with him. He's 24 years of age. However, he is very mature, and he is a spitting image and very, very much so like his uncle, following in his footsteps. So I think that would be a good look. I'm just hoping and praying that the mindset of Mrs. Catherine Jackson, it's a lot, you know, for her to have dealt with all that she's dealt with. No one could imagine having a superstar child and then children in the industry and all these years. And then, you know, losing Michael is just, you know, beyond words. But the children, we have to understand that they, too, have lived a very sheltered life. And being able to express emotion, they're still human at the end of the day. Doesn't matter the billions or the statuses or any of that. So it doesn't make either party correct or
right
in their dealings publicly. However, at the end of the day, parents have to understand that Janet is an adult. But for the adults fighting over whatever the situation may be, money or whatever, I think that is very, very ridiculous. And, you know, Michael is probably not resting at this time. You know, it's very heavy on my heart because, like I say, I'm a diehard Michael Jackson's fan forever, including Janet as well. Moving on to other news, the Olympics opens up tomorrow. Very ecstatic about that. And, of course, the Olympics is being held this year in no other greater place, one of my best places on the planet, London, England. Can we give it up for that? Yes.
Absolutely. Give it up for London.
Yeah. Give it up for London. So, definitely I want to say that it's going to be a bloody good time. There are a lot of Americans that are competing. From my understanding, there is like 450-plus athletes from the United States that are, you know, pretty much competing.
Yeah.
And yes, and I want to also say 17 days of greatness in all different disciplines of the sport will be represented. So we're hoping that the United States, will bring home, we're bringing home a bloody goal of bloody
hood
gold.
British. Give it to them, Miss Fabulous. That's hood British, baby. Y'all know that about hood British.
Yes,
you know
British,
that
that's
about
cool.
The hood British.
Yes. And of course, the D-Hour Show and Blog Talk Radio, all right, so it's the D-Hour Show, of course.
Oh, you bloody gangsters.
Bloody gangster, of course, Miss Fabulous and Detroit. Moving right along, I also want to say that the weather has been making triple digits across the region in regards to, you know, heat advisories all over the place. Definitely we want to say drink plenty of water for the elderly, children, outside workers, and most importantly, homeless people. You know, there are a lot of states that are opening up public facilities, libraries, recreational centers that are giving those persons who are, you know, clumped up in those demographics the opportunity to seek shelter. Unless you really, really have to, it is definitely suggested that you remain inside because
Absolutely.
Of the weather. There's been a lot of deaths and a lot of lives claimed due to the weather, ladies and
Absolutely.
Gentlemen. So drink plenty of water. Stay in unless you really, really have to. It's all over the United States. And last but not least for the fabulous industry news, Sparkle, which will be starring the late, great Whitney Houston, is due in various parts of the country. I think in the eastern region will be released August the 17th, from my recollection. Check your local listings. But that is going to be a phenomenal movie. Jordan Sparks, you know, one of the former American Idols and musical sensations, she too will be joined in that movie. So I'm really, really ecstatic, looking forward to seeing that. From my understanding, the slate, the movie initially was supposed to have been a made-for-television segment. However, through the passing of Whitney Houston, it was decided upon for that to move forward for the motion picture or big screen. So I applaud that effort. To give some homage to the late, great Whitney Houston. And that's all for the fabulous news. I do want to leave you all with this. Today is the 26th day of July, 2012, and that means today is All of Nothing Day. D-Slate.
All of nothing.
All of nothing.
So
now, that can go both ways, okay?
Yeah. It's all of nothing. That's, just go out there, ladies and gentlemen, and just do nothing. Just do nothing.
Right. Just do nothing or
walk
do
around,
all of everything.
Yeah, walk around like a zombie and just do nothing on All of Nothing Day.
That's right. Nothing. Today is also, yes, Aunt and Uncle Day.
Aunt and Uncle Day. T's and Uncle Day.
Yes, Aunt, as our other compadres, Aunt and Uncle Day.
Yes.
Or Aunte and Uncle Day. Today is also recognized as National Chili Dog Day. The last Thursday observed in every July. National.
So get out there,
right.
Get out there and get yourself some heartburn and go get you a nice chili with some nice grilled chili dog with nice grilled onions on it. And make sure you got a nice fat bottle of Pepto-Bismol ready on the side.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I think this next one, D-Slate, is very, very interesting considering who we have coming on the show today. Are you ready? Today is One Voice Day. Now, how
one
cool
voice.
Is that? One
oh,
voice.
You one
yes.
voice. One voice. One journey. Oh yeah! You better. You best
yes.
believe. You best believe it's gonna be popping off tonight on Celebrity Thursday. That was my girl, Miss Fabulous, with the fabulous news. Miss Fabulous, you're so fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll bring some more tidbits throughout the show for
right.
a couple of other observances. But One Voice Day, and we'll be speaking with Jesse Campbell from The Voice. How cool is that?
That's right. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, sit back and relax. We're going to take a hit break real quick. And when we come back, oh, yeah, we're going to be getting it in with my man Jesse Campbell. Oh, yeah, you best believe it's Celebrity Thursday, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous. My girl Amber going to be coming in a minute. So just sit back and relax. And enjoy it. Here's my girl Kim Yarbrough with her hit song from The Voice, Tell Me Something Good, right here on the D-Hour Show.
Let's go.
Home.
Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, got Miss Fabulous in the building. You know how we're doing it. Playing all the hits. That right there was one of my favorite songs by our next guest, Mr. Jesse Campbell, with When You Cry. Before that was Kim Yarbrough from The Voice with her hit song, Tell Me Something Good. One of my favorites from Kim Yarbrough on the show, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a little bit of information about our next guest. Born in Chicago, Illinois, and raised in nearby Maywood, Illinois, Jesse Campbell found his voice at the age of 16 when he began leading songs with the church choir with his father. W.J. Campbell was pastor, immediately recognized as a unique talent. Jesse was soon featured on the recordings of gospel greats, the Winans and Timothy Wright. Jesse stayed exclusively true to his gospel roots until 1994 when he signed a major recording contract with Capitol Records imprint Underworld Records. His debut album, Never Let You Go, including the hit single, When You Cry, I Cry, the song that, of course, you just heard, absolutely, which charted strongly across the country. Soon after, Jesse struck again with the smash duet, Where's the Love, from the soundtrack of the movie Dead Presidents. Where's the Love helped put sales of the soundtrack to over 500,000 units and into certified gold status. His popularity led to appearances on Showtime at the Apollo, BET Video Soul, and most importantly, Soul Train, and ultimately the hit TV show The Voice, where Jesse was one of the standout voices in the competition. Definitely one of my favorites and absolutely the favorite to win. He wowed the crowds with unique songs and renditions of some of your favorites. And ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Warm Deep Hour Show. Welcome to the one and only Mr. Jesse Campbell.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
And I'm well, very well. Glad to be here with you guys.
Absolutely.
How are you, Miss Fabulous? How are you doing?
I'm doing so much better now, Jesse Campbell, and I am a huge fan. I am doing ecstatic and fabulous.
Awesome. And I love how you say my whole name, not just Jesse, but you say the first and last name.
Yes. That's
absolutely
greatness, Jesse Campbell. Yes.
That's fine. Thank you.
Well, Jesse, absolutely, bro. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. I've been definitely wanting to have you on. Like I said, a lot of people don't know. I know the Campbell family. You guys are, you have some great and ultimately talented individuals in your family, man. You guys are absolutely blessed and talented. And it was great, you know, to see you on The Voice. And like I said before, you were definitely the standout talent on The Voice, and I know we were all shocked when you were eliminated in the competition, because I truly knew in the bottom of my heart you were the favorite to win. But the experience on The Voice, man, what was that like?
Well, overall, it was a dream. I was literally living the manifested state of the meditation that and prayer that I've been doing for about a year leading up to that. Maybe a little more than a year, because I had auditioned for a few of the singing reality shows. And when that happened, when the fourth chair turned, I'm like, wow, that meditation and praying and thinking and feeling about brings about is really true. And every single day it was a day of euphoria, just like, wow, I'm living my dream. So it was a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. I wasn't shocked, to be honest with you, Jesse. I wasn't shocked when all four of the chairs turned around. I mean, I knew that, you were going to be an incredible talent on the show. And I think that just listening, man, listening to some of the songs that you were doing on the show and some of the renditions, man, were just absolutely phenomenal. And
thank you.
Like I said before, man, it was just an absolute shock to us as well, man, when you're eliminated. Like I said, I knew, but I know how God works, man, and he works in mysterious ways, and everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I know that, you know, big things are ahead for you, and I know you're working on some big things right now. So it just filled me with happiness to know that you're getting ready to put out some phenomenal music for this music industry, because this industry is definitely needing that right now. We're needing some fresh new talent and fresh new music to wow the listeners and wow the fans right now, and I think that you're definitely going to deliver that with your future projects. Now, as far as your future projects are concerned, what are you working on right now, and what can the fans expect?
Well, my music, I've defined it as heart-centered, universal music sang with soul. It's not a particular genre. A lot of people feel as though I should sing R&B or sing gospel, when I've been blessed with that major platform that was international. And to come off of that platform, it's like I was released into a sea of infinite possibilities. So I am just open to receiving whatever it is that God wants to hear and to be heard that would assist we as humanity and the earth during this time of shift, because we're all experiencing something as a whole. So I believe that my time is here and now during this time of shift. So that's what my music is about. And I desire to go to any country, and even if they don't understand the lyric, they'll feel it. And that's what my music is. Now, if the world puts it in a category, that's their prerogative. But to me, I don't believe that music should be categorized like that. It should be about the artist, under the artist's name. So that's the type of music that I am working on currently with various musicians and writers. And I have been totally inundated with this Kickstarter campaign that's an online funding platform that enables fans and followers to contribute toward the bringing our project to life. And mine is the recording. And I do that by just bringing about awareness to the campaign and asking people to go and pre-order the CD. And then they would in turn assist me in recording the CD. And that's what Kickstarter is all about. But I tell you, Dale, I was so inundated with that thing that I kind of, you know, really lost focus of what it is that I am here to do, which is to record. It's not so much tweeting and texting and posting and emailing and videos and all. That's not what I do best. My thing is to sing, and that's what I've chosen to do. So, people, you have the opportunity to go to jessecampbell.com and click on the Kickstarter link and pre-order the CD, and you have up until this coming Saturday evening to do so. Other than that, hey, my focus is on recording music and getting you guys some great music.
Well, I gotta, wow, you know, Jesse, I gotta commend you on that. I know all about Kickstarter, and it's a phenomenal platform. And I think that's wonderful what you're doing. I think that's an incredible idea of what you're doing to help promote your brand, man. I gotta give you a hand clap for that.
Yeah.
I gotta give you one for that one, man. I mean, that's a absolutely phenomenal idea to help promote your brand using Kickstarter. I know all about them. And it's a great website to promote yourself like that. So I think that's wonderful. I got my co-host Ms. Fabulous in the building. Ms. Fabulous, you got any questions for Jesse?
Yes. Hi, Jesse Campbell.
Hey.
I definitely want to say I'm one of your huge fans. I was very ecstatic when you were on the second season of The Voice, and I believe you are on Team Christina, correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay, absolutely. And I was very, how could I put this, devastated when you did not advance. But as D. Slay has indicated, when one door shuts, God opens an illumination of windows, and they're flying open, you know, and flying open with different wondrous opportunities. But I definitely want to say I was a huge fan and still currently am of your work. I remember back in the early or mid-90s when you recorded the song that D. Slate just played. That was more or less a genre of R&B ballads, correct?
Yeah.
That was your era?
Yeah,
right.
Well, back then.
Mm-hmm. And your 1995 album was Never Let You Go.
Mm-hmm. On Capitol Records, Underworld Capitol.
Absolutely, yes. So, also, you were doing some stage plays as well at some point, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was. I traveled with quite a few plays, but the biggest one was called Only the Strong. And that was with a number of gospel greats commissioned, Daryl Coley, the Dawkins mm-hmm. and Dawkins, and a few others, and a couple secular acts as well.
Work, yes. But I wanted to say that was my more or less a comment, but my question to you, previously in discussion, you mentioned something about international. A lot of artists that actually come on the D Hour Show Radio Network and the D Hour Show in particularly speak to the fact of when you go overseas, it does not matter if, again, if your demographics do not speak a lick of the Queen's English, they have the sentiment and the heart to follow you as a fan forever. If you made a song in 1902, they are still rocking it in 2012. Best believe. Right. So with ACs and all the military installations in Germany and Italy and Japan, those people are fans for life. So my question that I am posing to you, Jesse, is if given the opportunity, and right now you're making music, and that's what artists should be about, if given the opportunity to go back overseas to perform, would you be more inclined to still do the independent work that you're doing or more so get back into the mainstream industry?
Well, it would be a mixture. It's like, I mean, I sing all kinds of music. I just opened for Boyz II Men, and to perform before Boyz II Men at their concert in, let's say, Chicago
mm-hmm.
would be very different than performing in Rockport, Maine. Because Rockport, Maine is predominantly, I think there were only maybe two African Americans in the crowd. So therefore, I had to switch it up, and I chose to sing songs that were more pop-oriented. And mm-hmm. that's what I do. I sing songs for the occasion and just let it do what it does and, you know, fun doing it.
Interesting. And I see that you're a PK. Is that not correct?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. And you can tell in your presentation and your format of your voice, and moving forward, you've done, you know, stage work, you've done overseas, you've done a multitude of things in terms of the industry. What would it be safe to say, what would be next for Jesse Campbell? Are we looking at film? Are we looking at producing? Are we looking at management? What's next for Jesse Campbell for the listening audience?
Well, okay, first and foremost, it is the music. And once we have the music and we've toured and, you know, created a bigger fan base, then we move forward with signing a talent agent. And they would basically represent, and I've met with a few of them. But my focus is really being who I am and not becoming something or someone that I'm not, which is what they would prefer. So music first and foremost, then I do voiceovers and animation, and I also act. So at that particular junction, then I will take the advice or listen and hear the advice of professionals and see what they have to say and make a decision from that point. But first and foremost, it's music. I have millions of new fans all over the world, and my desire is to get them some great music and not keep them waiting, and that's what my focus is now.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you don't really see people in the limelight, you know, we have a tendency as Americans to say, wow, this person has fallen off, or this person, you know, as X, Y, Z, or whatever the case may be. People, familiarize yourself, listening audience, with persons such as Jesse Campbell. He has a history. He has a sense of consistency in the business. And also, he has, most importantly, as I mentioned, a catalog. So when you have that, you can't go wrong. And then you're divided amongst both types of genres. You're, you know, came up in the gospel genre, you know, being a PK and so on and so forth, and then performing and writing for some legendary people that was even negated to be mentioned. However, you have a huge fan base in the secular world. So you have the best of both worlds. And most importantly, you're doing music because you love to do music and move people and change lives. And it's not more so on the politics of profit. It's more so, as Music Soul Child stated in a couple of interviews prior, it's about loving the craft and appreciating who you are, not losing yourself.
Exactly. And who I am music. And that's what I love to do, and that's what I am going to do. And there is no one or no genre or no organization that has the right to make me do something that I don't want to do. So my desire is to sing, and that's what I'm going to do. And what's amazing is that a lot of Christians, you know, shun upon anything other than gospel. And that's okay, because that is their prerogative. But me, I know. I mean, I have a love life. I have life outside of church. I have a daughter. You know, I experience things that I choose to sing about. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm just really just and just blessed to be able to share what it is that God has given me through experiences and song with the world.
Wow. Well, I just thank you, and I hope that you continuously bring us good music and, you know, are open to the idea of, you know, possibly doing B-rolls or sitcoms and things of that nature. So I thank you for all that you're doing, and I'm definitely even more a fan now, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, Jesse, I definitely wanted to ask too. Do you still keep in contact with any of the contestants from The Voice or any of the judges?
Well, I mean, I've reached out to a number of them, judges and contestants, and I haven't really gotten much response. Kim Yarbrough, she's awesome, and Kim and I, we're probably going to always be friends. So other than Kim, I've reached out, but wasn't very successful.
Well, I just want to say this, bro. I truly believe that God has blessed you with a serious talent, man, and an incredible gift. And I really can't wait to see how you give that gift back to the world. And I can definitely respect what you said earlier about wanting to give people music. Even when you're speaking to people, you're singing to people or doing performances in other countries, even though they may not understand, you know, what you're saying, but they can feel the music. And I think, Michael Jackson was the same way. I mean, you know, that was the type of power that Michael Jackson had when he performed in other countries. Some of the people might not have understood what he said, but they could feel his music. And I think that is so powerful as an artist to be able to perform, you know, in other countries and get the type of love that a lot of artists receive. And they could just not more so understand what you're saying to a point, but feel the music that you're performing to them. And I think that's an incredible gift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, man. I mean, I appreciate that. It's just really a blessing even to be acknowledged. Thank you.
If anybody wanted to connect with you online and want to listen to some of your music, again, where would they be able to find you at?
Or you can certainly go to jessecampbell.com, and there is where you can access my social sites, at which I am going to shut down some of them. Because I got to tell you guys, this has been the most daunting thing I have ever done, trying to keep up with six social sites. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is incredible. But I realize, you know what, that's great, but that's not something that I'm going to do, tweeting and texting several times a day. Now, I'll do a couple of updates here and there, but you can go to my website, jessecampbell.com, and that's where you can reach me and email. And also, you can, that's primarily it. That, you can reach me all those ways. But if you don't, just so you know, Twitter, it's Sing Jesse Sing. Facebook, it's Jesse Campbell Fan Page. And, that's about it. Oh, and if you want to hear some music, you can go to iTunes. I got a lot of stuff on iTunes. And you can also access that via my website as well. So jessecampbell.com is the hub.
Well, I definitely want to say I want to send a shout out to the Campbell family, and definitely want to send a shout out to my girl Bridget, and just say that it was an absolute pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. I'm happy to be able to get you on the show and talk to you. I know I've always wanted to definitely talk to you after the voice, after the showcase. And I told myself I definitely got to get him on the show and talk to him. I've always thought you had a phenomenal voice. And like I said before, definitely can't wait to see how you're going to give that gift back to the world.
And that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, DC, I actually wanted to mention something to Jesse in my readings. You know, there are generally stories about, you know, entertainers and singers and things as such. But, you know, I came across something, and I definitely wanted to, you know, entertain it briefly if I could. But I thought it was very, very moving. It stated that, you know, the Associated Press read that, you know, you as a singer and, you know, your previous relationship, you know, kind of went to the left. But it left Jesse Campbell homeless. And it quotes, "I slept in my car holding my daughter to my chest." When I read that, let me tell you, Jesse, tears were just streaming because, you know, a lot of people can see Jesse Campbell. They can see him on The Voice. They can hear him on the radio airwaves. But to know homelessness, that has no respected place, color, factor, or anything, and it can hit any of us. But the resilience in you, the devotion to keep going, the motivation, the love for your daughter, that is just beyond reproach. And I'm telling you, I'm getting choked up now because I know about homelessness. And I definitely wanted to say, you know, that story is not for, you know, for remorse or for any type of special anonymity. It's more or less, it defines you as a person. And I'm telling you, you're awesome.
Thank you. And it's really just to let people know that, and because I have no shame in what I've done, where I've been, because I know that I'm not perfect. Now, I did try to live perfectly. I really, really did. And my oldest brother said something to me. He was like, "Dude, man, if you were so perfect, man," he's like, and he said, "What the H is the purpose of Jesus?" And I was like, you know, that makes a whole lot of sense. And so it just helped me to really accept the fact that I am as I am, and I'm grateful for it. So I've made mistakes. And the point is, I want people to understand that life goes on. As long as you just keep moving in the direction of desire, you'll either get there or you'll be a heck of a lot closer than you were before you began. And that's why I want people to know of my start. It was a situation where I did not have to sleep in the car, but I was determined to make it and to share my voice with as many people all over the world as possible. And I felt like Los Angeles was that place. And, yeah, I slept. My daughter was 3 years old, slept in the car. But you know what? We slept. We didn't sleep as I wanted, where I wanted, how I wanted, but we still slept. We were on The Voice, and it didn't turn out like I had hoped. But, hey, I still have a voice, so I will continue to use that voice. I think my purpose, I thought it was to be here to sing, but no, I believe that that's just a vehicle to the deeper embodiment of my purpose, which is to know God. And that is what I desire to do, and to help and to assist other people in knowing and being the same thing, regardless of what you experience and go through. Hey, if you just turn within, do the inner work, yes, God is up there, out there somewhere, but God is also where he's always been and always will be, which is within you. And that is what I am here to do, and that's why I don't mind people knowing that story.
Absolutely. Well, it's a phenomenal journey, and like I said before, bro, we definitely can't wait to see the gift that you're going to give back to the world. And you're right, God definitely have a purpose for you, and we definitely can't wait to see what that is. Again, Jesse, it's an absolute honor to have you on the show with us, man. And as far as we're concerned, the D Hour Show family and radio network, the D Hour Show is now your home. You're always welcome. We will continue to support you and your music and everything that you do, and continue to tell everybody about you and tell everybody to listen to your music and support you. The door is open for you. You got a key to the D Hour Show now. It's your home. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for fabulous. You are truly valuable.
Yes. Yeah, you're a blessing, and thank you so, so very much for just being you, Jesse. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
All right,
you
Jesse.
As well.
You
have a nice.
Thank you.
It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, D Slate. It's Celebrity Thursday. That was the phenomenal Jesse Campbell from the hit TV show Voice. Definitely a phenomenal brother. But that's not it. We got another phenomenal brother coming in a little bit. We're going to take a quick hit break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's not over. Celebrity Thursday. You heard what I said. Multi-platinum producer, Grammy Award-winning producer, Focus is in the building. We're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. Right now, we're taking a hit break on the D Hour Show. Time to get it in. And we're going to let you guys listen to a little bit of Jesse Campbell, one of Jesse Campbell's hit songs from the show The Voice, his rendition of Halo. And we also got 112, you already know, produced by our boy Focus in the building right now. It's the D Hour Show. It's D Slate and Miss Fabulous. You better stay tuned.
Well, baby, they're tumbling down. They didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of a halo, oh, got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Hey, what's good? How are you?
Lucas, how you doing, bro? Thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show tonight, man. First and foremost, I got to, you know, focus, bro. I got to give you one of these, man. I can't give you no money, but I'm going to give you one of these.
I appreciate it.
I got to say, man, you produced, bro, you produced some hits, man, some absolute hits. Of course, we just played one with 112. I mean, man, what was it like working with all those incredible artists?
It's always a blessing. First and foremost, I love the fact that you guys have been talking about the basic foundation of everything we know as God. So even listening to Jesse, big shout out to Jesse, and he's doing his thing. But everybody knows the ones that are really, truly doing it. It's a spiritually based thing. It's a gift from God. That music is a gift from God. So it's definitely been a blessing. It's been amazing to work with these people, Beyonce and 112, and even the writer, Sean Garrett. You know, like he wrote the song. As, you know, he's won urban music's most well-known writer, so it really is. It's all a blessing. I'm still a fan first, so.
Well, I gotta say, man, I've heard quite a few of the, you know, your hits over the years, man, and some incredible hits that you do. Now you worked with Dr. Dre and Aftermath, and now you branched out and you started your own thing, which I think is phenomenal. Man, tell us about Cosign, man, and what's the inspiration and the focus going into Cosign?
Well, I got really tired of hearing these new artists with incredible talent tell me how many, and it was all the time, that they needed a cosign from a DJ, they needed a cosign from a certain producer, they needed a cosign just to get on, when music used to be about the talent. You know, and it's not that anymore. It's a popularity contest, and if you don't have the cosign, per se, from the right person, then you have a hard time getting on. So I'm really trying to, it's not so much a label or an entertainment company, but I want to be some sort of a boot camp, if you will. I want to teach these artists how to be their own cosign. So that's what the cosign name means. I don't want them to look for a cosign. They need to be their own cosign. So that's what we're really trying to build, is an artist, and build their whole their strength behind themselves and teach them what is needed. So that's what the cosign is all about. And I'm really excited about it because it doesn't pigeonhole me with one artist, with one sound. I can do anything across the board with whomever I believe has the talent to do it. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, you know what, bro? First of all, man, I gotta give you props, man. That's absolutely incredible. I think, I mean, you said a mouthful, and that speaks volumes about the type of professional that you are, man. I mean, first and foremost, man, to recognize like myself, and there's a lot of incredible talent out there, man. And I think you spoke some, you just dropped some knowledge on them, man, letting them know that a lot of them feel like they got to get this cosign to really get out there, but to really teach them how to really to keep yourself, man, and to be that person themselves, I think huge step in their career. And I think it's a great educational point, man, to teach them to be able to be that artist, and to be able to expand their brand and expand their talent, man. So I got to give you props. That's absolutely great, man. And it's good to know that it's producers out there, man, like yourself, that's teaching these artists, skills like that, because that's what they need to make it in this music business, man. So I got to give you props on that, absolutely.
I appreciate that, and I think that you hit the nail right on the head when you said a career. A lot of these kids look at this as a quick and easy way to get some money instead of looking at it as a long-term career. And with any long-term career, there's a bottom level, there's an entry level, and then there's, you know, where you see these people throwing money in the air, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, that's what they believe is making it. So right now we need to show them what the entry level is, show them that they have to work to attain it, because nobody's stars anymore. They're not even manufacturing stars anymore. They're just turning around and giving us the hit for the day or the hit for the 6 months. And then, you know, we go to the next one. So right now we're trying to manufacture stars. When's the last time we've had a Michael Jackson? When's the last time we've had a Prince, you know? So that's what I'm really trying to find. Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree, man. I've spoken about this and I've preached about this so many times. You know, being in this business, it's about longevity. And, you know, it's not a lot of artists out there, man, that can really say they've had longevity in this business to be able to say, hey, I've been in this business for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I think that says a lot about your talent, and it says a lot about you as a professional artist. So I think that's the key as an up-and-coming artist. The main thing you really want to think about is having longevity in this business. And it seems like that's your focus and what you're trying to do. With the cosign, man, so I think that's incredible. I definitely got some more big questions for you, but I know my girl Miss Fabulous wanna get hers in. Miss Fabulous.
Yes. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing, Miss Fabulous?
I am doing well, spectacular, fabulous, and all those great things. Definitely as people in the industry normally know, if you want to know about me, what is the infamous term that is coined? Google. So I did just that. And let me tell you, the response was overwhelming. I mean, you know, it's always on the forefront that the artist normally gets all the recognition, but people negate to understand the artist cannot shine as a star in the sky without the assistance, without the direction of the producer. And it's very
right.
imperative. And just like hip-hop embodies elements. So what would you say to our listening audience on tonight? What words of encouragement would you give them in terms of what elements or components make up being one of the best producers such as yourself?
Well, I think that at the end of the day, first and foremost, you have to look at the fact that this is a gift, and you have to be humble. A lot of people want to tap on their chest and say how much that everyone needs them, or if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't do this or whatever. At the end of the day, there's always somebody that's hungrier and better. So you have to humble yourself first. And second, don't pigeonhole yourself. Don't put yourself as, I'm not just a hip-hop producer. I like to produce music, just like Jesse was talking about. And even when you quoted music, you said that music said that, you know, it's about the music, it's about the craft. So I don't turn around and just do, one sort of music. I'm willing to learn whatever it is that I need to learn to keep my name viable and to keep my name plausible and definitely, for longevity, because I don't want to just be pigeonholed as a hip-hop artist and then look at the genre and see how it sounds now. Does it really sound like it's going to have that much longevity as far as the future is concerned? You know, people are sounding more pop. If you listen to hip-hop now, it sounds more pop than ever before. It's no longer just the urban music or the voice of the urban people. So now they're crossing over in the pop because they don't know what to do. So if I sit there and I continue doing or pigeonhole, being a pigeonhole producer, then it would definitely be to the detriment of my career. So you have to keep yourself open. You have to keep yourself humble. There is no such thing as an ego when you make music. From the right place. You should not have an ego. You should understand it. First and foremost, it's a gift.
Absolutely. And I like in the beginning of this conversation, you mentioned I'm a fan first. That shows a greatness of humility in terms of it says a lot for your character and then personality and level of professionalism. You know, when you say the word producer, that is generally synonymous with, you know, I have to have a whole bunch of women around me wearing fitted clothing, I'm popping bottles, I have to be seen every 5 minutes, I'm Harlem shaking.
Right.
No, that
right.
is not the epitome of a producer. Let that go. Whoever told you that is incorrect. You know?
We have to turn around, and if we're going to be educating the youth, or we're going to educate these new producers, then let's tell them what the truth is. The people of today are not producers.
Right.
I know that I will get a lot of backlash for that, but it's the truth. A lot of these kids know how to make great They make great beats, but they're not producers. A producer is someone like a Rod Temperton, a Quincy Jones, my father. These people turned around and were able to compose, arrange. They could even script their own music. And at the end of the day, they would make it from the beginning of the track all the way to the end. None of these artists could do that if they're like dependent on it. If they had to chart their music for a string arrangement.
There are certain things that are going to be produced. There's the producer, there's the executive producer. Like those titles are not just to be thrown around. And for some reason, kind of lukewarm what being a producer was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. A lot of these kids think they're producers, but their engineer really misses the record. You know, they don't know how to do a vocal. You know, it's so much entailed in being a producer. So I learned from my father. I learned from Nile Rodgers. I learned from people that I looked up to. And I wanted to be a beatmaker, you know.
That's real.
Yes. Well, in closing, I had more or less just a statement. I know you mentioned that your father was a producer for Dubuque Chic. And is that correct?
Yes.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of Chic. Good times, and I wonder why he's the greatest dancer. I mean, I am
wow.
Roller skating in my like right now, okay? Stop playing.
That is awesome.
That was the greatest song, right? That was one of the greatest songs of the hit soundtrack, Summer of Sam, the movie that Spike Lee redid. Chic was
right.
in there, and I'm telling you, it was on autopress. Autoplay,
right.
autoplay. I
Thank
love
you so
Chic.
Much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The funny thing about it is not only was he a producer from the group, but he was the bass player. So they call my father.
No.
Those that know my father, they call my father
no.
the godfather. They call my
wow.
godfather of hip-hop because he did the famous bass line for Rapper's Delight. So this is what I'm saying. Like, all of this stuff is part of my, you know, rearing. Like, if you will, I was in boot camp from birth, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Wow. Well, folks, that is super awesome. You come from a legendary of music, and your name says it all. You are just as your name is. You are certainly focused. I mean, just some of the people that you work with, Bishop Lamont, Christina Milian, Eminem, Montel Jordan, Outlaws, Petey Pablo, and the list goes on and on and on and on. You know, like I said before, synonymously, you hear producer, you hear all the other connotations that are, you know, go along with that, but you indeed
right.
are a epitome of good music, and you come from a solid background, so I salute to you right now.
Thank you so much, and the salute goes right back. At the end of the day, if people keep themselves grounded, it would go back to making real music. It'd be a beautiful thing. So I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the appreciation, you know.
Absolutely,
yeah.
man. Right, man. The background that you have was phenomenal, man, and the music that you produce is phenomenal. Now, speaking on that, we're gonna take a quick break, man. I wanna play your hit by Slum Village featuring Skeezy and yourself, man. Produced by Young RJ, the Church Remix.
Oh, okay, great.
So we're going to get that in right now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we got more with my man Focus. This is Slum Village featuring with Focus, produced by Young RJ's Church, the Remix, right here on the Diablo Show. Let's get it.
Let's go.
One roll where they know they oughta, closest they know they wanna. Christening is listening until they go beyond them. Gold bottles, couple of y'all should know the order. Whole bottles, I'm covering y'all in holy water. Now catch that if you can, like the spirit head. Hands on your forehead, I'll make you disappear. You know how we get, corner store reaching. All in all, we is the all in all deepest. Call it how we see. Vision is a dub. For the love, I strong arm you and dip you in the tub. Baptize, I'm on a beat. I perform like Lee. Either all, whether Spike or Mike. Special life, For all my wire fans and aficionados. Still repping like a new epic dropping tomorrow. overseeing the services where they put you. And I'm the deacon of it all, Melvin Little.
When I'm down, I get up, cause I've been down enough, spitting life in the playback. If you ain't heard a word, then you're lost.
Bottom line, I'm full throttle, no idle time. The devil's playground is an idle mind, so I think faster. And I chose to master every bit of my craft, like days with no bass, like people in the room, but no jokes and no laughs, like must have been a ruler in my past life. Just kidding, enough sitting back, like tired of watching cats getting accolades for crap, right? Someone tell the gatekeeper he ain't filling the gap, right? That might make him do his job like he really part of the staff, right? Wrong, they pass right on, and most of them rappers don't even rap right. Y'all favorite rappers ain't really that tight. Yeah, I said it. No need to edit what I'm saying. Let them hear it, and maybe they'll start to act right. Like the message sent is triggered, they in the clap, like, get it? The clapper, I'm super hot.
But I'm not a rapper.
They must say that because I'm black, right? Well, catch me out there in a hoodie, a pocket full of goodies with no flashlight.
When I'm down, I get up, because I've been down enough, spitting life in the playback. If you ain't heard a word, then you're lost.
From around me, if you spook by my Holy Ghost, I spit at him just as deep as a Bible quote. Smell of vapors, inhale what God gave us. I used the pages, express views to congregation. It's just my sermon ain't attached. They knew that I was blessed, that's why I counted stacks with a rack. Yo, do your homework for whatever it's worth. I Sunday school them when I feast the star with communion. It's the body of black hat tilt like yarmulkes. I live a festival with lights like Hanukkah. This ain't televangelism, it's real, it's realism, it's ill, it's nonfiction, real stiction, better doctrine. Never sell myself short, why that's not an option? Came through with oval red, yep, we got it popping. And rose on the third day, like, who they stopping? Not me, I'm like,
when I'm down, I get up, cause I've been down enough, spitting life in the playback. If you ain't heard a word, then you're lost. And the words are false, but I shouldn't have to say that. Should I be saying women, money made back?
All praise to do, can I get an amen? It's a shame when the masses spit lies with creeds of assassins. Mislead the bastards, the battle is on. I'm in the war with the children of corn. Six pack of holy water in the refrigerator, serving to my seniorators. Truth burn like incinerators. Hot times in your city now. It's all about survival, nobody can rehow. They out to get it now. My solar flare shine bright. I know you hate it when I shine light. The roaches come out, I just fumigate them. I hold scrolls like the stones that Moses held. Seven sun, heaven sent just to bring you hell.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back, welcome back. It's the Diablo Show on Block Talk Radio. It's Celebrity Thursday. That was Slum Village featuring Skeezu and Focus, produced by Young RJ's Church Remix.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Kazu. Shout out to Kazu. Kazu, doing this thing, but Kazu, and myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely, man. That's a classic hit, man. Definitely, I'm definitely loving that track, man. I was loving it when I heard it, man. So definitely props to you on that one. I just wanna say, my last question for you, bro, is you know, just looking at some of the music, man, that's being put out there. There's a lot of people that's not really feeling, you know, a lot of the music that they're hearing on the radio, and everybody's just going back to wanting to listen to some of the old music that they've been growing up on. So a lot of people aren't feeling the new music, man. And you know, what's your take on how people are? Because the people are saying that there's no more originality, man. There's no more. You know, there's no more style. You know, everybody pretty much sounds the same, and it's just a lot of people not feeling it. You know, so I think music is kind of at a standstill right now with some people that like it, and it's a lot of people that don't like it.
So, man, you know, real quick, your take on that and just how to, you know, as producers, to be able to help change that.
I am one of those people that does not, that doesn't like the music that I'm hearing nowadays. I haven't listened to the radio. It's been something like, what am I on now? Almost 10 years, 11 years. I really do the best I can to just utilize some of the textures of today's music, but I still want to do it the way that they used to. You know, he used to modulate his songs all the time and sing these incredible melodies and do these words with substance, and people love these records. And you can still play his record today, Do I Do. You can play that in the club right now, and people are going to dance. You can play before, you know, the Franklin Beverly in Maine, Before I Let Go. You can play that in the club right now, and it's going to turn the club out. So these are records that producers need to study and find out what made them the gems that they are today, and then try to inculcate that into their music. Nobody wants to do that. Everybody looks at the fact that the fix of the day, if you would look at it as, unfortunately, you have to look at it as consumer being a drug addict, and the fix of the day being this drug, everybody wants to manufacture the same drug. Instead of turning around and trying to deal with these consumers and give them what's being known to be music. I don't call what's going on today on the radio. I call it a business. It's a business. They're manufacturing business. They're manufacturing a product, but it's not people.
That's real. That's real, bro. Absolutely. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I think that that's the blueprint that they need to follow to help produce some great music, man. And you're right. You know, those songs have longevity. And when people are playing those songs in the club, they're going to rock the club every time. So I absolutely
exactly.
agree. Now, my last question for you, bro, is absolutely. Tell us about the new EP, man. What can the fans expect?
Focus on 1172. Just bringing it back to where I come from, making music, not caring about genre, not caring about any kind of discriminating lines. There's a song on there where I'm singing, and I rap. There are different kind of pentameters that I'm playing with, different kind of textures, and I'm not really worried about what commercial radio is doing. So it's more along the lines of just really giving you an essence of who I am. I did 7 songs, 3 interludes, and it's to tie them over to my next project that's coming out in October, which is the Avant-Garde project before the story ends. It's Avant-Garde Project 2. I did one before. And in that project, I'm really kind of playing more with my true roots, which is, you know, in the R&B, rock, you know, anything that had to do with melodic music. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how people gravitate to it, because it's a different project, to say the least. It's a different project. It's not, you're not getting a Rick Ross, you're not getting a Drake, you're not getting a Kanye, but you're getting me. And you're getting substance, and I'm not giving you any solidity. I'm trying to just bring you into the world of a musician and someone that loves music to the heart.
Absolutely, bro. Well, I definitely can't wait to hear it. I definitely can't wait to get it, man. When you guys drop that, definitely send it our way, man, so we can get it in rotation.
Most definitely.
I just want to say, first and foremost, man, it was an absolute pleasure, man, to have you on the show. I couldn't wait to talk to you. Big
yeah.
shout out to you, man. I gotta put a big shout out to my girl Miss Slim, for definitely hooking it up, man, and getting you on the show with us, man. I think you're a phenomenal producer, and we need more producers out there producing the type of music you produce and teaching the type
Appreciate
of. Music education that these young artists need to know, man. So I think that the up-and-coming artists are in good hands with you out there teaching. And I just want to say, man, that I extend the invitation to you, man. The D-Hour Show is now your home focus, bro. Anytime you're welcome to come on with us anytime, man. We're going to continue to support you and your music.
Wow.
To support what you do. The door is open for you, man. You got a key now. The D-Hour Show is your home, man. You can come anytime.
I appreciate that, man, and it's an honor and a privilege we know that real people like yourself, D, and Miss Fab, like it's people like you that support the people that really want to do it. So I appreciate you guys. I will definitely try my best to keep bringing that good music and bringing it your way. Shout out to Miss Slim. She's been holding me down, and I really appreciate her. And a big shout out to my brother, PhD. I know he's listening because my brother has been my cohort through my whole career, and he's been infallible. Like, he has not faltered one time. So I just got a lot of love for, you know, anybody that supports and really just has their head on straight. So I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely, bro, man. You stay focused, man, and keep producing that incredible music, bro. We're going to keep playing and supporting you. And you have an absolute blessing, bro.
You too, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Focus.
Okay.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. That was the multi-platinum producer, Grammy Award-winning producer, Focus, hanging out with us. Phenomenal, brother. Man, phenomenal producer, absolutely. Can't wait to continue to keep playing some of his hits. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the D-Hour Show tonight. I'd like to special thanks to my man Jesse Campbell, absolutely. Special thanks to my man Focus for joining us tonight. Big shout out to my girl Miss Slim, my man Jig Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio. I want to tell you guys thank you and keep tuning into the D-Hour Show. Check us out on Indie Up Saturday this Saturday. We got a great show for you guys. Make sure you continue to keep tuning in Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. It's your boy D Slade. It's Miss Fabulous. Miss Fabulous, say something to the people before we get out of here.
Oh, absolutely. Tonight was a phenomenal story. I want to say, not show, but story, to tell you that your dreams cannot necessarily just be fairy tales, but they can become realities and testimonies. And the two special guests that we had on the D-Hour Show tonight were phenomenal. They're the best at what they do in the respective crafts. And I just want to say thank you again, Jesse Campbell and producer Focus, for spending time with us, dropping knowledge, and enlightening the audience about what you can do in order to become successful and what you have to do to remain successful in the industry. And I just want to give you a shout-out, D-Slate. I mean, you have the most incredible guests to come on to present knowledge and just be a great blessing to the audience. So thank you so very much for what you do. And in closing, for myself, in Norfolk, Virginia, or should I say Chesapeake, this upcoming weekend, I will be filming, or say screening, one of my documentary films entitled Miss Nappy Combs, Her Hair, Her Journey. I'm dealing with women who have embraced the natural hair destiny, if you will. So we have a lot of great people. Kanya Goss, who was one of our former guests, she's actually going to be one of our honorary Miss Nappy Combs members. So I'm really ecstatic about that. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area or adjoining areas, definitely come out. It's free and open to the public. If you want to learn more information, you can go on to my Facebook page, Miss Fabulous, the D-Hour Show, or you can go on to Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K. And in closing, I just want to say that the Olympics opening is tomorrow, and tomorrow is deemed as National Olympics Day. So if you're able to do so, catch a little bit about that. We have to broaden our perspective, and we have to broaden our horizons and be open to various things and not just what you're accustomed to.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys support Miss Fabulous, and if you're in Virginia, make sure you get out there and check it out. It's going to be phenomenal, and make sure you guys definitely support it. It's the D-Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It was a phenomenal show, as usual, and we're going to keep bringing phenomenal shows to you guys all the time, so just keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on the D-Hour Show, the home of the independent artists. People popping all the time like Orville Redenbacher. I'm going to tell you right now, tune in all the time. And if you're an artist, you like to have your music played on the show, you want to be on the D-Hour Show, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. And for the spelling challenge, that's dhourshow. DHOURSHOW@gmail.com. Definitely check us out. Shout out to Jesse Campbell. Shout out to my man Focus, Miss Slim. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, another fabulous edition of Celebrity Thursday. We'll see you guys this Saturday. We out.
God bless you.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song here. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.